things you need to know about what's going on in the world today. Not always. I am very optimistic. My name is Doug Steffen, by the way. Ken Kessler and I are here in this hour to bring you up to date on some of the things that have happened the last 24, 48 hours, maybe over the weekend. I guess this is not a test run. This is the real thing. It's Monday, the 22nd of April, the week after the Boston Marathon bombing. A lot of people talking about the aftermath. A lot of people want to ignore some of the things that are, in my mind, the truth about all of this. And I guess we'll get to that. What were the plans? There's a substance, there's a base to all of this. And I'm not sure that talking about it and continuing to wallow in it does us a whole lot of good, frankly. So I guess I'm here to put you on notice in a very positive sense that I'm not going to do what a lot of other people are doing and have done, the business about analysis paralysis, digging back around, oh, this is what happened and that's what happened. The conduct, I think one of the things, however, that is important for us to think about is what's happening to our country in terms of these sorts of things. And putting things in a perspective is an important thing for all of us to do. At least that's what I think, and perhaps you might agree, because 888-302-3684, by the way, reaches us. Because it isn't just about the event of the past week. You know, when you really get right down to brass tacks, if you look what not only is happening in our country, but around the rest of the world, the violence that erupted was not as disturbing as the aftermath of the coverage and what the police did and what the residents of this part of America thought, at least because I live in this neck of the woods, because I've experienced this, because I watched with horror as doors were kicked in, as automatic weapons were pointed at people's heads, as citizens were blindfolded. The rights and liberties, and say what you want to about these two kids and whatever it was that they planned, and the attention that's been given to it in the sense that there were three people who were killed, a lot of people who were hurt, for sure. There were three people killed over the weekend in Chicago. They weren't killed the same way. That would be in New York City, probably. I don't know the stats there, Los Angeles, any big city. Over a weekend, there'll be, well, I mean, for heaven's sakes, look at what happened in Seattle. Gunfire erupted at an apartment complex in the Seattle suburbs. Five people have been shot to death, including a suspect who was shot by arriving officers responding to an emergency call late last night at an apartment, found two injured men on the ground. When they arrived, there was a lot of gunfire already. Multiple calls to 911. The people who were there were loaded to the nines. Officers opening fire. As I said, the suspect who was involved in this, who started it, got killed. So what are we going to have to say about this today? What is that going to do to our day? If we start every day going through the things that are horrific, we'll have no time for anything else. There'll be no such thing as a good day program, because nobody's going to be having a good day. If we allow ourselves to fall into the pattern that we did over this past week, every single time there is one of these things, not only do the terrorists win, whether they are homegrown terrorists, whether they are young punk kids, whether they're people who are on a mission, whatever it is, then I think our society will do little else except try to hide from itself. And so, with that in mind, I look at some of the things that have been on the Sunday morning news programs, a lot of the things that we talk about in the news talk world, whether it's good or not so good, come out of those Sunday morning programs on the networks, Fox and CNN and NBC and CBS and ABC. So, do we want to have us still sort of glom around all this stuff? I don't really care what the police commissioner of Boston says about the condition of the suspect. I don't really care. And why should you? 888-302-3684. Why do you care about this kid? What about the other kids who are his age, who may be involved in the same sorts of things. Don't you care why they're involved in that? Don't you care? I mean, the reality is that the Boston bombing is symptomatic, isn't it? It's a symptom of what here happens in a country that has been, if you will, we talk about it a lot in the face of God. We've been blessed. We have wonderful land. We have a good group of people who feel strongly about this experience we call the American experience. Is the American experience always a good one? No. Do we always have good leaders? No. Do we always do what we're supposed to do or what's right? No. And so this is just a reflection of that boil, of that pimple, that comes as a result of perhaps excess, which we all understand, we all know what excess is. Now, am I being overly philosophical here? Meh. I don't know whether I am or I'm not, frankly. I've done a lot of investigating of myself over the last 3 or 4 days, just trying to go into a place where I could figure out why it is that we spent so much time on this. Why did the country act as if we had been attacked by the terrorists that came into our world on September 11th? Why? We did. The country pretty much came to a stop, a standstill. And all of the things that happened over, I saw signs in the Massachusetts Turnpike driving on it this weekend. Thank you, Boston. We are one. We are united. Yeah, what does that mean? And there's Americans, we are one and we are reunited. There will be radio stations that will have a moment of silence, not a day of silence, but a moment of silence. It doesn't change the fact that we, as a country, seem to approve that Boston basically was run by martial law for about a week. I underscore the fact that doors were kicked in, automatic weapons were pointed at people's heads, citizens were blindfolded, rights and liberties were suspended, and our civil liberties here were basically, this kid was never read his rights. I have no use for this kid. I don't care whether he lives or he dies, frankly. He's responsible for horror. The reason that they kept him alive, supposedly, is because he may have keys to other terrorism, and of course that's something the people in Boston now and the folks around the country, the suspects had a large cache of weapons. They were, quote-unquote, probably planning to do other things. Is there proof of that, Kenny? Is there proof they were trying to, they had something else up their sleeve, they were going to do something next, or is this just another, well, maybe...
Conjecture.
Conjecture, right. Yeah. So I've been here for 7 minutes talking about something. I wonder what you think about what I've said.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Yes, you.
I think we got caught up in it last week. In part, it was fascinating. It was almost like a real episode of 24.
Yep.
For people like myself, I'm in San Diego. I'm far removed from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that angle to it. It's surreal for anybody who's not there,
mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit like a movie, and it also is, it's different than a shooting, while three people died, and certainly we've had plenty of shootings in the last year with much higher
volume
body count than that,
mm-hmm.
But it's also the way we haven't had a bombing, and it made it different. And it was also at a race, at a marathon that many people run to raise money for charities. So it's also it has that thing where you're supposed to be able to feel safe there, or you feel like you should,
mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of concern. Everybody wants the people responsible caught as quickly as possible, because if they're not, it makes us feel like we're not safe anywhere.
Right. Yep. Safety, something that we all want in our lives, for our family and our relationships at work, that sort of thing, and we deserve it. So, but there may be some time to spend on things like the legal hurdles that will be confronted as we deal with this thing moving forward. Lessons to be learned. What lesson have you learned from this past week? 888-302-3684. Maybe that's the question to ask on our social media, Kenny, as well. Facebook.com/Good Day and or on Twitter at Good Day Show. It's 18 past the hour. This is the Monday Morning Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I'm Julian Ritchie, Associate Vice President, Customer Marketing at Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
All right, so what do we need to know here? One of the things that bothered me also about all of this last week was the blowing up of that Texas fertilizer plant, and nobody, basically it was a headline for a day, and that was it. You know how many people were killed in that? So why wasn't there as much attention paid to that sort of thing? It's the way it happened, right, 21 after.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
After the hour, 888-302-3684, doug@dougstephan.com, or ken@dougstephan.com. Some of you will be disgusted with what I'm saying, and I'm sorry that you may be that way. I find one of the other things that troubles me greatly about this is how it's being politicized. Some of the people that showed up on the Sunday morning programs, for example, Senator Lindsey Graham, said on CNN State of the Union, most Americans want to find out what he knew or who he's associated with. Does he know about terrorist organizations within or without of the country that are trying to hurt us? Does he know about a future attack? Chuck Schumer, who usually is, and both of these guys are gas bags on either side. But anyway, Schumer was on the same program. He said, I don't think we have to cross the line and say he should be an enemy combatant, which could be challenged in court. Federal law allows for the death penalty. Do I think he ought to get the death penalty? Yeah, I do. And I'm not a proponent of the death penalty. But I also want to put things into perspective here, and I'm not sure that we are. Here's Jake Tapper talking to legal analyst Beth Wilkinson about some of the important legal hurdles that will be coming up in this case, like the fact the kid didn't get his Miranda rights.
Why does the Miranda issue matter?
Well, Jake, it really matters on whether they're going to be able to determine if there's other further threats and whether they're going to be able to prosecute him in federal court. And as soon as they Mirandize him and they give him the right to a lawyer, they know they can use those statements against him in court. If they don't do that, they're going to have a very tough time using any evidence they collect from him before that time against him in a federal courtroom.
Put yourself in the shoes of the Obama administration. They want to know as much as they can about how this happened so as to make sure it doesn't happen again. If he lawyers up, if he has read his Miranda rights, then he probably will be advised not to cooperate, not to say anything. Isn't it, just to play devil's advocate, in the best interests of the nation to withhold on doing that for a second and get as much information as they can?
Well, it's a very tough decision, but really the exception they're using is the public safety exception, and that's to protect the rest of us, to make sure there aren't any other accomplices, any other direct and immediate threats. But after that, it is in the interest, I think, of the country to be able to prosecute him in a public courtroom and have people understand what happened. So it is important, I think, for the administration, for the Justice Department and the FBI to give him his Miranda rights so that they know they can use all of the evidence that they collect against him in a courtroom. And there's going to be many victims, survivors, who feel that it's very important to have that moment in court to try to understand what happened in this horrific situation.
And lastly, Beth, this isn't the first time we've seen this happen with a terror suspect. Jahar Tsarnaev is a naturalized U.S. citizen. Will that affect where he's tried, whether it's a criminal court or in a military tribunal?
Well, I guess it could, but I don't think so. I think the government will have a strong interest in prosecuting him in a federal court. I think Bostonians will want him prosecuted there, and I think for the interest of everyone, it will be best for him to be in a federal courtroom.
You helped get the death penalty for Timothy McVeigh. Do you think prosecutors will do the same here? They will seek the death penalty?
Well, we don't know all of the evidence at this point, but what we do know surely underscores that this was a planned, premeditated terrorist event. And with that, it seems very likely that the federal government would ask for the death penalty.
And, again, I don't have any problem with that. 888-302-3684. All right, Kenny, what do you get as you look around at some of the trending things, whether it's on our Facebook page or whether it's in general? Go to Yahoo, for example. I'm interested in how important Reese Witherspoon seems to be today. Given what happened in Atlanta over the weekend, that was pretty interesting. Anyway, Al Michaels also got a DUI. So, let's see where that goes. Anyway, what were you going to say?
There seems to be so much just conjecture based on nothing about what this kid knew, what he was planning, what his brother was planning, and so many conspiracy theories. There's even a video that somebody made showing how that this is all fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of people who think this is a put-up job. It's not, I mean, the bomb wasn't a fake, but it was a put-up job. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream!
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon.
It was kinda scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle. GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Top 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In this hour of the program daily, there is a focus on more of the news talk sort of side of how these issues of the day are handled. And with that in mind, we're sort of doing a post-mortem. Some of the good things that have happened as a result of this, the city of Boston, which is fractured into many pieces most of the time, just because of political interests and ethnic. I mean, it's just like many other modern American cities, a lot of different institutions, a lot of different interests, and so there's not always a lot. The Red Sox bring people together. The Celtics, maybe to a lesser extent. The Patriots aren't considered a Boston team. They're considered a New England team. So I think maybe, you know, you have things like that that bring people together. Sometimes there's an event that there may be a movie that's shot here. You know, things like that. I'll tell you something else that I found. There has been a great interest in a new process called crowdfunding. And I have taken an interest in this for several different reasons, as purely in the sense of trying to help people understand things that are out there that they can use to help themselves. I find it very interesting that this is not on the radar screen of most people. They don't know what crowdfunding is. And so we have had, over the last month or so, a lot of information on DougSteffen.com about crowdfunding. The reason I bring it up here is because there was, you know, the people that got hurt, the explosion and what happened in the aftermath with all those people that went to the hospital. There were a lot of people that didn't have health care. They have no way of paying their bills, paying medical bills. Now, does that mean they weren't going to get any treatment? Of course not. They didn't ask those, about 100, I think Kenny wasn't 178, I think, altogether that were taken to the hospital last week, last Monday.
Yeah,
after this.
Somewhere in that ballpark, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then when they brought him into the hospitals, the admitting folks and say, oh, let me see your insurance card before we put your leg back on. That was not what they did. However, having said that, there are still a lot of medical bills and people wondering, okay, how are we going to do this? One of the sites, GoFundMe, one of actually several sites with which crowdsource funding is used to, in this circumstance, set up a way to help fight medical bills or help pay the medical bills. So you can go there to GoFundMe. I think if you just go to, I think there's probably Let's see, how many of these different give forward, the online site, YouCaring, fundraiser, Fundly, rally.org, YouCaring, Human Tribe Project. These are all places where people can go to represent. About 12% of the people involved here do not have any insurance. So, anyway, I thought that would be interesting to check out. There are, it's really kind of, there's one more example here, how cash-strapped Americans are. Half of American adults living in homes with incomes of $100,000 or $150,000 said they will not be able to, wouldn't be able to produce $2,000 in the event of a medical emergency. How's that for a reality? It has nothing to do with the aftermath of the race, but I just think crowdfunding is a wonderful way. It is one of the good things about America these days, that people are now able to go out, raise money for a good cause. Yeah, there are some scams, for sure, but a good cause, whether it be helping people pay medical bills, as in this circumstance, helping people to start a company, helping companies to expand, helping give people job opportunities. There's a lot of great reasons for it. You might want to check out crowdfunding if you don't know anything about it. Meanwhile, the FBI is investigating a trip that the older brother, interesting, when you say that, I have to use a name at all. I just tell you the older brother, and you know who I'm talking about, right? The older brother was in Chechnya last year and Dagestan. I don't know where, I'm a pretty good geographer. I don't know where Dagestan is. Do you? Kenny, must be near Chechnya. D-A-G-E-S-T-A-N.
No, I'm bad at geography.
Yeah. He went to mainly Muslim regions in the Caucasus area of Russia, spent 6 months in Dagestan. His father said that he was just renewing his passport. And so now there are, and I don't know the answer to this, by the way, frankly. I don't know whether the Russians are, there's some bad Russians. You know, I didn't talk about the Middle Easterners. There are some bad Russian dudes around. And the way that they deal with them in Russia is you don't hear from them again. You know, the Russians don't have, they don't worry, Putin and others of his ilk, we're all KGB people, they have trouble with guys like this. They just go kill them. That's all. They don't, there's no due process in Russia. They'll tell you that there is, or there's a constitution or something, but they don't, they're not worried about that. If somebody's a problem and not going along with the program, they just kill them. That's it. And so, under the circumstance, all of the conspiratorialists and people say, these guys are the radical Islamists. They're going to, you know, get us. We're going to go, like, you know, in essence, what Lindsey Graham said yesterday on CNN. We got to, and I think we need to know what this kid knows. I don't have sympathy for either one of them. I think that the kid, he's 19, he's an adult, he should have known what he was getting into. And whoever it was, I'm guessing it was the older brother who shot that policeman. See, that's what really bothers me about this, Kenny. That poor kid, he was 26 years old, who was the MIT policeman, just showed up and they shot him in the car. And he didn't even get out of the car. And they executed him. It wasn't just like, okay, he caught a bullet. They shot him 5 times in the chest and once in the head. Now, my guess is it was the older brother who did that. The older brother is an angry, really, became a nasty sort. But angry, certainly. So why is there so much anger? And people point you back to some of the things that the Americans have done. For example, the day, by the way, that this happened in Boston, 26 Iraqis, innocent Iraqis, were killed. All right? This is the other thing. 14 people were blown up in Texas last week. 26 innocent people were killed in Iraq the day of the Boston Marathon. And so the rest of the world says, they look at this thing and they think, what's the matter with the Americans? What? They've gone crazy. They've gone mad. And so the thing about it that I find good, how many bars, restaurants, whatever you went over the weekend, where the national anthem was being played and people were yelling it at the top of their lungs, this, that, and the other sports event in the Boston area, Red Sox played. I think there was a Bruins game, and there were a lot of people that were cheering and playing the national anthem. You know, that's all okay. But I think there's a perspective here I think actually a lot of scary stuff happened last week in America. Here's talk host Avi Nelson with one of his callers, and their boiled down version of this conversation is searches and conducting searches and the way the FBI and the police went about getting information.
Bill, you're next on the program.
But I'd like to get your opinion on some of these house searches that were done. I just wanted to see if you thought they were justified, and you know, from a constitutional point of view, if somebody didn't want that home search, would they have been able to have said no?
I guess they would have been able to say no. I don't think that you know, they weren't going around with search warrants, but I'll bet you, Bill, that there's some kind of emergency provision where. Look, if somebody had said no in a situation like that, and you're the police officer, would you have immediately been somewhat suspicious?
Yeah, but what happens if, say, I don't know, just for the sake of argument, they found something contraband or a gun or
That's an interesting question. Supposing they come in because they say they're going after this killer, and they find narcotics, right, or a gun you don't have the permit for, then what? I tell you what I think would have happened in real life. I think the police officers would have said, hey, we're not looking for that. We're looking for this killer, so don't worry about it. We're just going to turn a blind eye to it. But, hey, look, Bill, if you're right. I mean, if somebody says, I don't want you to come in, and they get suspicious and they break in the door and they find not the killer but the contraband, I would think you would have a case. But I'll tell you something. At the time when that killer was on the loose, Bill, I don't want to hear about somebody saying, oh, no, I don't want the police to come into my house.
Also saying it's just because it's convenient now, Avi, because you're usually talking about the Constitution.
I know. You're
stuff
right.
Like that. It's kind of convenient now.
That's right.
I don't know if it's supposed to work all the time, not just some of the time.
But you know, Bill, it doesn't. There are emergency situations, and the world does change. And certainly under emergency situations, you expect that, you know, look, when there's a police roadblock up there and you say, gee, I want to exercise my right to walk across this, to walk down that street, and they got it blocked off, you don't get the right to walk down the street. So there are times when you put up with it. And look, Bill, look at even...
That's public property. I'm talking about in my own home.
No, you're right. And yet there are times when it's an emergency situation and the ordinary luxuries of the Constitution get suspended.
Wow.
Hoo-hoo. That's scary.
There you go. Everything's okay until something different happens, and then we don't have to pay attention to the rules. Sorry, you're not making that sale to me. 888-302-3684. As a matter of fact, we're going to keep that cut aside. We'll use that a couple of other times during the day today. I know I've known Avi for years and years and years. He's always on the Constitution, right on top of it, no matter what. So now we give it up because it's convenient. Hello. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are voids on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and here we are in the month of April. Now, we all know how April starts, don't we? It's April Fool's Day. That's the day when we become very creative. We are able to conceive these wonderful practical jokes, and there are no limits to the silliness that we can do. But you know, April has some other great events to it around the world. For example, April is the Thai New Year. April is also Freedom Day in South Africa. April is also the month that Easter and Passover are celebrated all around the world. So what does this have to do to you and with you? If we can take all that creativity and do something memorable that everybody will celebrate, that will target us as the creator of something terrific, aside from a joke, imagine how much better we will feel. Today is April Wisdom Day for you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. You've rejected.
That's itch and scratch and all those other good things. 888-302-3684. The discussion of the bombing. All right, so we have one more piece of the pie here that I think you ought to listen to, and then we'll take a few of your calls and mix them with some other thoughts about what has happened in our country over the past week. Nothing good. By the way, today is Earth Day, if you're in a celebratory manner or in a celebratory mood. Here's Talk Host Dean Richards with journalism professor Karen Brooks, and they talk about the way the news media handled the bombing in Boston last week.
What was your take on how everything shook out this week?
Well, I think, this week we saw, I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think for the most part, most of the working journalists out there who were covering this story 24/7 and working to bring information to people did a good job. And the pictures were out there. The pictures were spread on social media. And I don't think they would have caught them as quickly without that. So I think that's the good. The bad, there was a lot of those who would rather be first than accurate. I think CNN is the one example that jumps to mind. You mentioned that. CNN's John King on Wednesday night said that they had captured the suspect. John King quoted a federal law enforcement source and also called him a dark-skinned male. The source said, we got him. And, of course, that wasn't right. They then had to backpedal. They didn't really apologize. They corrected and kind of said, well, there's a lot of information out there, and it's hard to know, and there's confusion. But they never really apologized. The ugly, I would say, the New York Post, that would fit into the ugly category, utter disregard for the truth. You know, the New York Post reported 12 people instead of 3 people had been killed. They put faces of 2 innocent men on their front page. So they, you know, and they also didn't apologize. My favorite thing about the New York Post is the website, the Animal New York website inserted a fake apology from the New York Post managing editor into New York Post newspapers on Friday, And they basically wrote the apology that the New York Post should have written.
That's out of the page of out of the mouth of babes. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Monday, April 22nd, 2013, on the air with a Good Day program, trying to find some good things here and there. Maybe the best example of good was the crowdfunding conversation I had earlier on. If you didn't hear me talking about how crowdfunds were started to help the bomb victims pay their medical bills, I think that's something that came out of this whole thing that was good. Other than that, I'm not too sure. A lot of people are touting the radio coverage, a lot of radio stations in the Boston area, New York, and Washington as well, with all their vast resources and people on the ground everywhere. But what was the story that they were covering? How many of them actually did get into the whole business about the Miranda rights? I thought it was interesting also, Kenny. Ken Kessler's here with me. The Red Sox player David Ortiz was apparently being interviewed by somebody on television after the fact that one of the game post-game things about what was going on in Boston, he dropped the F-bomb. All right. So there were people that were suspended for doing stupid things on the air. These guys in Sacramento that told some crude jokes after the Boston bomb. That was stupid. And, you know, you look at some of this stuff and just wonder, who's got any common sense? Common sense? Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Speaking of hello, hello, Ray in New York.
This kid is a kid. He's not a kid. He's a man. He's 19 years old. He went out, alerted people, went out again in the evening, shot the guy dead, the MIT guard, him and his brother, throwing bombs at police officers. I mean, he's not a child. And this is the problem with America. We're always trying to find excuses for criminals. There are a number of people dead. Many people have lost their limbs. Many people are wounded for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have an argument with that. I think the kid should get the death penalty. Even though he's a kid, he's an adult, 18. But you can't. What can you do when you're 18? You can drive. You can't drink. You can vote. You can get into the service. But the only thing you can't do when you're 18 is drink, right? Is can you smoke pot legally when you're 18?
In some states, I think.
Yeah, right. Here's James in Kentucky with his concerns.
I'm so glad this is all over, but I'm worried how far this is going to take away our civil rights, because people are going to say, oh, now we need to have drones in every sky, and we could have caught them so much easier if we had drones canvassing the neighborhood. And then if it was black powder that they used in the bombing, they might say, okay, let's restrict all reloading powder sales, and let's restrict all shotgun shell sales.
You got it, James. You got it. 888-302-3684. David in Ohio thinks it's time to show some compassion.
Well, I am extremely glad that he was taken alive, and I think this presents us with an opportunity to undermine the hatred that some of our enemies feel towards us. I believe this is a young man who's simply engaged in hero worship of his older brother, and I think we need to look at this as a possibility for a pardon, remove his citizenship, and send him back home to his family after serving maybe 3 to 5 years in prison, so that we can show the Islamic world that we are not the evil people that many of them believe us to be. I think that compassion in this case will go a great distance to keeping this from happening in the future.
I think there are a lot of people who are screaming at their radio at the moment, want to throw things at it, although I think
yes,
the gentleman made some good points. The fact that we have a lot of people that don't like us, there are a lot of people who don't like a lot of things for a lot of different reasons. It doesn't make this, there's no excuse for this sort of thing. You got to wonder, or I'm wondering, more on the mental health side of things, why there are people that are this angry when they're not directly involved. You can be, if you're an Iraqi and your family is blown up by one of these bombs, or a Pakistani or something, innocent people being blown up by bombs that come from drones, I can imagine getting pretty ticked off about that. Here's Beverly in Pennsylvania.
I was concerned that we're still not prepared after all the incidents we've had, not only with gun shootings, that's another subject, but with the explosions. I feel that they were unprepared, that with all the police and the massive array of FBI people and whatnot, we still had this tragedy. And I think we should learn from the Israelis and take precautions in more public theaters and auditoriums.
Yeah, interesting point of view. All right, so lots of focus on what the post-mortem of is, maybe in a different way than what you were thinking or what you're used to. We don't need any more on the gun legislation. That's gone, so the fertilizer plant explosion. I think there's more to be learned about that, frankly. Maybe we'll be able to dig around now that the rubble in Boston is taken care of. 59 after on Good Day.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before markup, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.